Wake up, y'all.
Wake this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Barely into the new year, and already we have teachers trying to tell us what slang is going to be hot this year. They're trying to predict it.
Okay.
First one. That's like, you want to talk about moving targets.
If any,
it's going to be the teachers. And again, if you are a teacher and you want to share with us anything, feel free. You know, shoot us a text, whatever. It's a good mix this year of things that I feel like you already know what they mean and things that are just out of left field. Are you ready to take a shot at some of these?
Oh, am I guessing what they mean?
I think that's the best way of doing it. Just because I have them in front of me, I am not trying to say that these are all words that I absolutely know. I'm just saying I have the answers, so it's not really fair.
You are a person that likes to think he's real hip when it comes to current slang.
What do you mean, likes to think? What do you mean, likes to think?
Because I feel like I'll hear you say something in casual conversation, and then when I look it up, because I have no idea what you're talking about, it's months old, like months.
Years? No, it's never.
I was like, you and Yeet.
Yeet, I got onto the train late, but not as late as the WWE did. And they made a lot of money off of that, so now who's laughing? All right, first word today, Katie. 6-7, 6-7. Can you define the word 6-7?
Can you use it in a sentence? Is it like would you say it or would you text it?
I think you would say it.
You would just say
From a Michigan teacher, Sarah Y.
6-7 or 6-7? 6-7.
They say it all the time is what she says. 6-7. That's all it is. 6-7. Just 6-7. From out of nowhere. What? Is that your final answer?
Yep.
That is correct. No one knows. No one knows what the answer to that one is. They say it's a nonsense word. It comes from a Skrilla song and TikTok and Instagram. They say it's literally just something they say. I have looked online.
6-7.
6-7. Yeah, we have fun. Exactly. You know, sometimes there's just things you throw out there that are completely meaningless.
Okay, if you're going to do it, change it to 7-8-9. Because at least that's a punchline to a joke. You never set it up, but you can laugh.
or just do that when your kid.
7-8-9-10.
Yeah, right there with you. Next up, on God. On God, Mr. P. On God.
Like hand to God.
Actually, yes. Very
Like I can't lie. I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
Hand to God.
Like hand to God. Like I swear to God. On God. Just a little bit quicker because, you know, faster, funnier. You only have so many seconds before you lose their attention.
Well, they're not talking, so.
Well, next up. Lore. What is the definition of lore?
Lore?
Lore. L-O-R-E, lore.
I'm going to guess it's not, you know, the actual definition because that is a word.
Don't overthink it. Don't overthink
that
it.
That word already exists.
Yes.
It's been co-opted or it's the same?
You know, I'm gonna say it's probably pretty close to the same, Katie. Probably pretty close to the same. Backstory, background information about, like, you know, the plot line.
Cool.
Like lore,
cool.
Like Katie lore would include a whole list of things that you know, whatever.
About me.
Yeah, yeah. About you. Cinema. Absolute
again, that's
cinema.
That's a word. Somebody gotta watch? Must see?
It would be must see. It would be very, very critical to catch up. Like it would be, yeah, really, really important to you as a high school child, I guess.
Oh, you're trying to help me. That was my answer.
Guide you. Oh, that was your okay. Hot goss. Unmissable. Unpassable.
I've got the cinema.
I got no. You'd be like abs like this. This beef between Katie and girl X. Absolute cinema with little hand signs there, like the little pinchy fingers.
I kind of like cinema! That actually.
Absolute cinema.
All right. Well done. 1 out of 90 ain't bad.
That's
what else you got?
That's all you need. Good morning. It's Frito and Katie. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Fam. Yeah. Youth. Chat.
Hello, fellow children.
Yes, that's right. We are. We are as cool as it gets, y'all.
No, I mean, I wasn't cool when I was a kid.
I was.
So I'm not. Who are you kidding?
How was I ever in my life?
I was always a nerd.
Oh, good Lord.
What is the cool Gen Z, Gen Alpha word for money? Do they know what money is?
Is it
Venmo?
Is it still bling bling?
Paper. Cashola.
Let it be cash. It's coming around again. Trust
some
us.
Coin.
Trust us.
Some greenbacks.
One of these days, it'll make its way around.
Boy, Americans have finally reached our tipping point. Get it? Our tipping point.
Oh.
I'm talking about money.
Oh, thank you.
And for
God.
Once, it's good news. I'll give you the details coming up next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
This is actually great news. People are getting braver, apparently, about skipping excessive tips.
Thank God.
Now we're still spending way too much money.
Thank God.
But it's less than we were in 2024.
We were almost
at the $500, if you can believe it. Like the average American.
I absolutely believe
it's because you're getting hit up for tips at, like, the car wash.
And now.
Who am I going to tip?
And now it's become normal. So it doesn't even jump out at you anymore. But, like, it's now...
We wised up.
Legitimately everywhere.
Their tricks.
So, again, like, if this emboldens you to stop this nonsense...
You're not alone. We've all collectively put our feet down.
Okay.
So we'll get back to that. But first... You might have missed the news yesterday, but Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got engaged.
You might have missed the news. Did you?
We got an actual work email.
We got. Yeah, you realize how rare that is? Like, there's only so many things that'll happen where, like, top down, the entire company is like, "Hey, y'all, just so y'all know, it finally happened." Everyone knows. Everyone knows. They're engaged.
I like their caption on Instagram. Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married.
I did appreciate that.
If you missed the original. Kelce proposed in a garden with a diamond ring that he designed. Swift shared the photos of the ring. It's very beautiful. I mean, people have thought they were engaged or have been engaged or would get engaged all the way back to when they started dating in 2023, when we realized it wasn't a hoax, like so many of y'all believed. And actually, his dad kind of spilled some tea on this. Says he popped the question about 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
And Ed was like, "Hey, I think she's getting kind of antsy." Because he kept trying to put it off. He's like, I think maybe you should...
Listen to Ed.
And pop the question.
Honest to God, what are you waiting for? If you're Travis, what are you... Like, oh yeah, I'll get around to it. What, you think you're gonna... What?
Well, I think... If you're proposing to Taylor Swift, wouldn't you, in your mind,
oh boy,
think it would have to be so extreme, over the top, so amazing.
Very intimidating.
And that's what his dad was trying to tell him. And Taylor's dad as well. It was, wherever you do it, it's going to become special.
Yes.
And so that's kind of what happened.
So you can't miss with this. Just layering on her.
So before they went out to dinner, dad explained, Travis says to Taylor, "Let's go out and have a glass of wine." They go out there to that garden, and that's when he asked her. And it was beautiful.
Boom. Done. Engaged. Love to see
it. And relatively simple and did not involve one of her timers. At least not to my knowledge. Also, the dress that she was wearing, the Polo Ralph Lauren dress, already sold out.
Wow. That's not cheap. That's not inexpensive.
No.
Wow. Okay.
Speaking of expensive... Prop bets.
No.
Let the gambling begin.
No.
When will they get married? When will Taylor get pregnant? Where will they get married? What designer will Taylor's wedding dress be? Will Travis retire before the wedding? Will Taylor be the Super Bowl halftime show performer?
That one, I'd place.
Will they get married at the Super Bowl halftime
show? No, that's not.
Hashtag life of a showgirl.
You know what?
Fit it in when you can fit it in.
Jump on the apps, y'all.
And also just one more Taylor Swift story, because why not? Mm. She's broken a Guinness World Record for her podcast appearance on New Heights.
No shock.
The podcast, of course, hosted by Travis and his brother Jason, broke the record for most concurrent views for a podcast on YouTube. 1.3 million people watching at the same time when it aired. And since then, the episode has racked up over 20 million views in total.
That's insane.
That's nuts.
That's insane.
Also nuts, but great news for us. If you are a fan of Aldi, Aldi is giving away a year's worth of free groceries.
Hey now.
So they are taking their famously loyal fan base to the next level. They're going to launch the Quarter Club. This is a contest designed to honor 25 of the chain's most dedicated shoppers.
Holy cow.
And if you are designated as one of the 25, you get those epic perks like the free groceries, plus a behind-the-scenes trip to Aldi's hometown. You'll get merch. You'll get, I guess, exclusive access to maybe some of the drops before other people do. Huh. You'll get a feature on the company's social media channels. You just have to submit a short essay about them and how much you love them, plus two photos that sort of show how big of a fan you are.
Just be
to AldiQuarterClub.com before
aware.
Friday night.
Like getting to the top of the Aldi fan club pile, is that takes a special kind
it does.
Of crazy.
It does.
Like, that's what does that even look like? I know Aldi people. Like, that's passion that you can't replicate. I'm very interested to see some of these submissions.
Yeah, so if you're a super fan who lives and breathes the Isle of Shame, sorry, Aldi Fines, this might just be the ultimate bragging rights opportunity. See, I also love Aldi. And back to tipping. Americans last year spent dang near $500, $453. Over the course of 2024.
Just on the screen.
We are, year's not over.
No, not even close.
Actually.
Yeah, dude, we still got like 4 months.
This is depressing.
4 months
so
left.
So far we're on trend to tip less.
Okay.
We are tipping less. We're at $283 now.
That's not bad. That is less that we will, I doubt it. Well, I mean, the Christmas season
it's
is always
really
a real.
High.
The Christmas season is always, that's where they get you. Every single year. It's because, again, like I said, the first couple of times it happened jumped out at you. Now it's just, and one's brave enough to hit the no tip thing.
I was thinking,
no one brave enough.
Tip, who are you tipping? No one's working anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
There's staff shortage. There's nobody to tip.
I think about that constantly. Where is this money going? where is this extra money?
But I also feel that maybe these companies figured out how to rearrange their screens. Because before, you'd get hit with like the 25% or the 50% first.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you were looking to just do like a standard 20%, you'd have to kind of scroll through.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I'm seeing more and more 10%, 20% as your first two options.
I think, again, the machine changes. Like someone is looking at this and trying to figure out on their end what the sweet spot is. We have to be smarter. We have to fight. Or not. Or we just pay our money anyway. Whatever.
And, you know, we could always just pay our employees more. So we don't have to survive on tips.
Yes.
It's always
yes.
that. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. So Frito's house hunting.
Yes.
And
yes,
he's liking some of the houses that they've been going
this is the routine. I've found the house 3 times now.
But the house is often ruined by what is around it, mm-hmm. and where it is located.
Yeah, the HOA. I didn't anticipate this being a problem. I just didn't. I was like, okay, you find a house. Generally, I'm not a slob. I'm not a crazy person.
Right.
I'm not trying to junk up the neighborhood. I'm just trying to live my life and basically be left alone. I can't walk in that door. That's
HOAs
it.
Do serve an important function.
They do. Not saying they don't. I'm not saying they don't. I have gotten some of the I have DQ'd now 2 different homes in 2 weeks because of HOA stuff.
Yeah, because there is a point where they just reach absolute ridiculousness.
I can't live here.
What?
Like I can't do it. I'm not going to be able to.
Who could abide by these rules?
Well, that's my question, because at this point now I need to know if this is an everywhere thing that I am going to face in the general Houston area. Our phone number is 713-881-5500. First off, if you happen to have like the most glorious HOA experience, or you know what, if you live in a place
HOA free,
an HOA free zone in a nice neighborhood where the neighborhood is still dope, but it does not have an HOA. I really want to hear from you. But I've got a few that we will get to. I want to run past you guys. But what is the wildest HOA restriction you've ever experienced? Like, genuinely.
I know my husband works with a guy because he works from home and everyone's kind of based out of everywhere.
Yeah.
And the guy's in Florida and he was jealous of the fact that we lived in Texas where so many people drive pickup trucks.
Oh, yeah.
Because I guess in his neighborhood, you can't. Like, you can, but you have to park it in the garage. Like, it can't be visible or you'll get fined.
You can't
have a pickup truck.
Okay.
What about a work truck? Like, I'm thinking.
All right.
It would be so difficult to live there, depending on what you do for a living.
I'd say that's way too insane for here, but I honestly, based on what I've been hit with, I don't know. So, again, call us, weigh in, 713-881-5500. We'll see what y'all have for us coming up next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Talking HOAs. Specifically, the weirdest things.
Yes.
That HOAs
try to get away with, or do get away with, because you have to live somewhere.
They're rules, like the most insane HOA rules you've had to deal with.
Let's see what you guys
or
have.
Or not.
Howdy, Frito and Katie. What do you have for us today?
All right, Frito, I got you on the house hunting.
I'm ready.
You got
come
a house for
north. Come to the north side, dude.
Okay.
That's what I
come
told
to
him.
To the north side. I live literally across the street from the Woodlands, right?
Yeah.
Technically, it's Magnolia, but we're really far from Magnolia.
Okay.
The subdivision is called Westwood. Man, I bet we got 500 deer that are running through the neighborhood, hanging out. We're right off of 1488, 2978.
Well, you sold me. Sounds idyllic. It sounds glorious.
Westwood?
Yeah.
I'm looking this up.
Westwood
look this up.
Subdivision.
Now, again, my problem has been with
the and HOA.
We'll get into this.
Do you have
wild
one?
Yes.
Do you have an HOA?
We do not have an HOA. We have an LOA.
Landowners.
Okay.
A Landowners Association.
All right.
Yes.
Well, now, what does that mean?
And let me tell you something. We are able to do a whole lot more, and as long as we mow our lawn and pay our dues, we're good.
Okay.
That's it, yeah. That's mostly their concern.
You want to put up a 100-foot-long shop to park your boat in? No problem.
Okay. All right. But writing this down.
I'm seeing if there's any for sales.
Thank you, please.
Price, and like anything
just so you know, there are several houses for sale.
Well, I'm seeing them now.
You might be seeing a
lot of trees. Looks like people are on a nice amount of land.
Lots. Everyone's like crammed.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
like the cookie cutter neighborhoods.
It's a secret. It's like a secret that's put out there.
It ain't a secret anymore.
That is the wrong direction to take if you want to keep this a secret. Dude, thank you so much.
Now you got the riffraff moving in.
Katie, good morning. What do you have for us today?
So I have a house in Bear Creek Village out on Highway 6 in Clay.
Okay.
And the number one reason I have it for sale right now is because of the HOA.
Oh, no. What happened?
Yeah.
I work for a school district. I can't afford to, you know, always go put my vehicle work on.
Yeah. Right.
I work on my own vehicle. On the weekend, somebody takes a picture and will report me to HOA, and they will send me notices and fines for working on a vehicle in my driveway.
Yeah, working on a vehicle is what a lot of people have texted that in. You can't work on your vehicle anymore, which to me is insane. I don't get it. It's like you're just leaving a project.
Well, yeah, what's
out the
citation
street?
For? Do they think it's unsightly, or do they think it's dangerous, or do they specify?
It's really unsightly. Mm. Then if there's dirt in the street that's up against the curb that like washed out with the rain, you get a letter for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I still have that in my email. Yeah.
What I'm coming up on a lot is a two animal maximum. Any combination of two animals, and that's it.
Indoor animals, outdoor animals, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Two animals.
Like you couldn't have three hamsters.
Hamsters, I think, might be. But if they find them,
you should get 25 hamsters.
If they find them, they'll take them. That's the thing. It's like we'll take
them. And do what with them?
I don't want them to go that far, Katie. But like this is when I've encountered a couple of different places, and it's just like I don't understand how that affects anyone. But hey. You know, either just working on your truck.
Yeah, or having dirt.
Or having dirt.
Outside.
God forbid dirt in the wild.
It's ridiculous.
Dude, thank you so much. Frito and Katie, good morning. Let's talk HOAs.
All right, let's talk HOA.
Oh, he's cracking his knuckles. What do you have
for us,
man?
Or he works for an HOA.
Oh, okay, one of the two.
So I was actually on the board of my previous HOA. Mm.
Okay.
And some of the things that were frowned upon were very, very interesting. But even though I was on the board, not saying I had privileges, but my landscaping, I got told that I needed to change it because it didn't match the aesthetic of the community.
It didn't match the aesthetic, the landscaping.
What was it about your lawn specifically
that they
deemed so?
So my landscaping I did with some cedar posts, some short cedar posts, made like a little fence.
Oh, nice.
Kind of gave it a little Western, kind of Texas theme, I guess, as far as just a more
country,
kind of a country feel to my landscaping. And because it had rocks and everything else, it had the big boulder rocks, and everybody else had just colored mulch, as far as, you know, the dark colored mulch or the reds, and it had, you know, nice flowers, things like that. Nope, that I had to match everybody else.
That's wild because, again, like the way you describe it is obviously you put a lot of time and care into it. It's probably really nice.
Yeah, well kept.
Spread. Really nice spread. But someone.
I tried to make it to where I hate weeds. I hit them with a passion.
Yeah.
So I had layered everything to make sure that weeds were not going to be a problem.
No one that talks landscape like this is going to make an unattractive landscape.
Yeah.
Okay. Like that's, but yet, no, not allowed.
Design choices when it comes to things like lawn ornaments and patio decorations. What was it that made it over the top for you? Was it just it was in the ground, right? Like those posts, they were like part of the lawn, right? Because you've definitely seen worse.
I'm sure.
I've seen a lot worse, and even some of the things that people would put and submit to the board, you know, that they were out there. I mean, they were definitely out there as far as the schematics and the idea. And because you had to submit a drawing.
So that was it. Were you punished? Were you punished because you didn't get prior permission?
I wasn't necessarily punished, but it was, I kept getting letter after letter after letter.
Also,
say no more, fam. Say no more. Wow. Okay.
And then eventually it was, hey, we're not going to allow you to rerun for the board.
Which I can see why you wouldn't see that as a punishment.
You got him. Dude, thank you so much.
I got it.
Do me a favor.
there was definitely a mutiny. There was definitely a mutiny.
There should have been a mutiny. We don't call that a mutiny. We call that a revolution. And it was justified. Right. Justified.
But there is an interesting fact, though, that a lot of people don't realize that's in their bylaws, is that the HOA has to get back to you when you submit plans for whether it's pool, whether it's modifying your fence, a patio, anything. If your HOA does not get back to you in a certain amount of time, and every HOA is different, they have to get back to you within a certain amount of time. If not, you can go ahead forward with your plans, and they have no leg to stand on.
I'm just going to
love that.
I do love that. That is, again, knowledge we can all use. Dude, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Used to be America. All right, coming up, Houston, I have a problem. We'll get into that next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, good morning, Morris. So we're trying to help you out with Katrina today. Is that right?
No. I had emailed in about a girl named Jessica.
Son of a...
Are you... Hang on.
Yeah, let me see.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. No, I'm just playing with y'all. Sorry, guys. I had to.
Don't do that.
I was so confused.
Don't do that to us.
I was like, how did we screw that up?
But just to double check, Katrina, yes?
Yeah, Katrina, yeah.
Okay.
I just need a way to let him know I've been slacking a little. I feel bad, too. I do. It's just been a weird few months.
And you said y'all got together back in April. How'd that come together?
Oh, man. We met online and got, I'd say, we got involved pretty fast. And honestly, you know, that was great for me. It had been a while since I'd been in a relationship that just works.
Okay, off the top of your head, how long do you think?
Yeah.
Like ballpark.
Jeez. Years. It had to be years.
Wow.
Yeah, you know?
All right.
It never stopped me from trying, but I don't know. I've got a kid and I've got sole custody of her, so you know how that goes. Parenting is always going to come first.
Sure.
Always. So there's just, I don't know, something is always going to pop up that takes my time away from dating and the apps and all that. I've got baggage, you know, but I'm cool with it.
Well, for sure.
Cute baggage.
Yeah. So how old's your kid?
She ain't cute right now. I'll tell you that. She's turning 13 this fall. So, yeah, time flies.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And you said you've been slacking recently. What did you mean by that?
Well, we got in this summer. And, like, I thought it was going to be busy with activities and everything. But I didn't realize it'd be such a damn chore. So, Kennedy, she had a tough year. She was never the straight-A student or anything. But she was, you know, reliable. She could learn a subject or do a project and get a pretty solid grade. She works hard when she wants to, and I'm proud of her. But when she got into junior high and with the extracurriculars and everything.
I got it. Okay. She was like a little overwhelmed, just all the new stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was, yeah. And some of that is on me. I didn't realize how thinly she'd been spread, I guess. So anyways, her grades started slipping and we decided, you know, she needed to do some tutoring, take some summer school and all that. I really want to make sure she's all caught up and ready for the fall. So that's where I'm at. I've been trying to run her back and forth, get to work on time, spend what free time I have with her, that sort of thing.
Okay.
And so that would mean, obviously, you don't have much time for Katrina.
Exactly. And okay. It's not like I can't have two women in my life. It's just Now I'm overwhelmed, you know? I'm trying to get it all figured out. And I feel like I've been pretty open about trying to shoot for weekends and things, like blocks of time on Saturdays or whatever. I think it just, this makes it hard to be spontaneous and romantic and all of that. And we haven't been going out all that long. I need to woo her, but you know, I don't have any woo left in me right now.
Oh, dude, you're woo-less. And so you're thinking she's picking up on this energy and maybe she feels like she's on the back burner or something?
Oh, absolutely. I've tried to explain it to her, but I don't know. I can tell she just doesn't want to hear it. It's just, it really is temporary. I mean, things are always going to be crazy, but, you know, they won't be like this. It's all coming together. I just need, you know, I just need Katrina to be patient here.
Okay, right. So you're saying now that summer's over, things are going to get a lot easier?
Yeah. I know the parents know what I'm talking about here, but summers are freaking brutal. Like, the older kids get, the worse they get. They need to be constantly moving or doing something. They get bored so easy, and just having her back in school, that's huge. I'll have time for, like, anything.
Well, let's pass on the good news to Katrina. We'll get her on the phone, figure out what's going on, talking to her next on Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Morris has a 13-year-old, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Kennedy needed a lot of help this summer.
She
needed summer school. She needed tutoring. She fell behind as she started junior high.
Mm-hmm.
A lot going on.
Yeah, man.
A lot of new stuff.
So
he's
takes
a single dad.
A lot of time, obviously,
yeah.
Right?
And so he met Katrina, I guess, before the summer and everything was great, but then it's going to cause a roadblock. But now he wants to say, look,
yeah,
I'm going to have so much more time.
Yeah.
So just hang on, girl, which I feel like is an easy message to get across. And I think we've got her all lined up. Hey, is this Katrina?
Hi. What's going on?
Hey, we're Frito and Katie from The Bull.
Why?
Why are we calling?
Okay.
Basically, you can thank Morris for this whole thing. So he reached out to us and explained y'all have had sort of a rough summer. And we actually have him on the line here. And it might be easier if he just kind of takes over and explains what's happening. Morris?
Yeah. Hi, Katrina. I just, look, I know you feel like I've been absent these past few months. And I don't want to make excuses or anything. I don't. I haven't been. You're right. It is what it is. I should have done a better job, but now I'm just ready to move on and start over. Would that work for you?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I do. I mean, but you kind of made it perfectly clear, like, where are your priorities at? And I just wish that you'd, like, admit that they're a little misplaced is all.
Well, misplaced. All right.
We're not talking about his kid, are we?
Yeah, I mean, she should be the priority, right? That's a tough spot to be in.
Well, yeah, of course. And like I said, I get all that. It's honestly more of like his attitude. It's very Game of Thrones, like win at all costs.
Huh?
With him, and I just don't think I don't think that's healthy.
I did not get that vibe.
For me either. For what?
Okay, so I've been over there a few times, right? Mainly out of necessity, which is fine. Like, if that's the only way to see him, cool. But, so what's been really bothering me is actually that, like, the last few times that we were there together, he's been working with Kennedy, and it was never, like, assignments or projects for school that they were working on. Instead, it was like, he was so committed to teaching her just like ways to use AI, like to cheat with AI. And I don't know, to me, that's just
what, if you think it's cheating we're after, you've got the wrong idea. That's not what's going on at all.
Okay.
I mean, sure it is. I mean, come on, you're teaching her to use AI to do her work for her.
Right.
And I guess if she gets better grades, then good for y'all. But like, that's the definition of cheating.
Yes.
Well, first off, I'm in it. I'm in that world. I work with tech, and I have a lot of friends that are working on and with AI. And it's all about hacks and saving time, okay? It's just, you automate everything. It's a tool for efficiency. Uh-huh. And based on that last year Kennedy had, that's something, you know, some kind of structure that I frankly think will help her tremendously. You know, she'll be saving time, making sure her grades are solid.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to use AI for like scheduling stuff, but
yeah.
You're teaching her that, but also how to use it for her assignments.
Yeah, you're
and
talking
that's
about
cheating. That's cheating.
I mean, it feels like
right? It's not cheating, I'm telling you. But look, okay, let's pretend you're right. I don't care how she gets there, so long as she does. I just want her to succeed. Top of her class. What? Playing all the sports,
top of her
most of what the kids get and bring home, you know, it's just busy work anyway. It's all she's not using this stuff at school. She can't. So we're gaming the system. We're saving time. And this is the type of thing that'll serve her better in life than some worksheet ever could. You know, she's learning a valuable life skill, for crying out loud. Like, do you know what people are charging for courses on this stuff? Entire companies.
Too much.
It's nuts.
Too much.
Okay, so you think that teaching her AI is how to use AI to, you know, streamline her life is going to serve her better than like creative writing by like using her brain and her imagination and like working that and like learning information that she very well may need to build on as she goes through the rest of her education. I just, you can't really believe that this is serving her.
I know you don't have kids, but...
Okay, no. Don't dismiss me like that. It's not about that.
I know, but hear me out, okay? I'm just saying, you do whatever you need to do to, you know, give your kid a leg up, you know, an edge, period.
Huh.
In this case, it's just something simple that makes it possible for her to juggle everything going on. I can't believe that you're holding this against me. Like, I love my kid, and also I'm not doing anything wrong.
Like... I'm fairly sure everyone is going to feel some type of way about this.
Probably.
Like, it doesn't really matter how you dress it up or whatever buzzword you use.
How you
like,
sell it, yeah.
Right.
I feel like you're doing your kid a disservice. And if you love her, you should let her learn. Like, don't teach her to cheat the system. It's just, I mean, like, you guys get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, no.
Well,
we get it.
Hey, look, thank you all for being on today. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Aren't schools on the lookout for this now?
I cannot imagine they aren't.
Dude, she ain't the top of her class. She's the bottom.
Because
they are going to fail her.
I do understand kind of what it is. It's so cynical.
And AI is wrong sometimes.
Well, look.
Like, this sounds like a bad idea for many different reasons.
Well, I know you guys definitely with kids have opinions. Call us. Weigh in. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. If you want to call us or text us, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
So Morris thinks it's totally fine.
Yes.
To teach his daughter, Kennedy?
Is that right?
I think that it's okay to cheat and it's okay to use AI to do so. Katrina has a problem with that. What do you think?
All right. And away we go. Howdy. You're up. What do you think?
I understand yes and no because I have grandkids that are in high school.
Right.
And they all use it. So if she's being shallow about that, I understand what she's trying to say. She obviously is a brilliant child because she has all this extra activities, all this stuff. Do you know how hard it is? My grandkid was in AP classes, all classes, AP classes, plus play in the band, orchestra, plus play soccer. I mean, these kids are exhausted. So a little bit,
So you're saying this makes sense to you.
You're saying it's totally fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Not for them to like, they still got to take the test. They still got to take the quizzes. It's teaching them either way.
Surely you could game that too at this point.
If they aren't writing a book report, let's say, they just put in the prompt
it's not plagiarism.
And it spits out. Well, no, that's what I'm asking. If it's all AI, would you? Yeah. Or do you draw the line at something like that?
That's different. They have to know. They'll know. The teachers know if you write plagiarism. A lot of teachers know if you wrote from a book or not from a book.
Well, it wouldn't be in your voice.
Yeah, so it's kind of...
That would be the easiest tell. If you go from not being able to put two sentences
together... I would think it would be very evident.
Shakespeare.
But again, you'd want to be aware... If you were trying to do this, that's a big risk, right? Because if they catch you, they're going to be
very angry. Very severe consequences. But in your mind,
reading a book. You read the book, and then you got to put in your words. So it's the same thing. I'm sure they read it and then they have to put it in their own terms. They still got to write it out. It's not like they're copy-pasting.
So like take an extra step.
So it's like cliff notes in your mind. So, cliff notes. Okay.
No, yeah, make,
it's
not like
cliff notes were universally like accepted.
They were. Yeah. No one had a problem with that.
That's different.
Hey, thank you so much. Howdy, what do you have for us today?
Very much doing her a disservice.
Okay.
Because I worked in the school district for 28 years. And kids are getting so dependent on this that they're not, as they say, using the brains God gave them. If you can't only know a French fry by a picture and not how to spell it and how to ring it up on a cash register.
Well, okay, so that's a good point because, like, half of this stuff, these are the years where you're supposed to be learning the things, right? Like,
well, that's what Katrina said. She might be missing out on some basics mm-hmm. that she will then need to build on depending on whatever it is she wants to do with her
life.
Yeah,
she can specialize from there.
You need that foundation, and if that doesn't exist, what happens? The house crumbles, doesn't it?
People are going to expect you to know certain things, like how to write something.
Or we're not going to expect it. And the whole society will be in decline.
That would be okay. So that's the other side too. Yeah, if no one cares.
Yeah.
Modern technology is hurting our society because they're so dependent on it.
That's absolutely.
If we don't teach our children how to do this manually with their hands, their brains, there's going to be a time that they're going to have to use it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No.
You see it happen, and we've seen it happen recently. Sometimes towers go down.
Sometimes your website crashes.
Your internet.
And then what do you do?
Yes.
What do you
if you don't have any critical thinking skills,
your host.
The stores had to close down. They had to do the sales individually and
mental
they
math.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. If you want to weigh in, call us to talk to Morial next. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Is Morris going about this the wrong way, basically teaching his kid to use AI? To flat out cheat, like just to
use AI for everything, basically,
literally everything,
like your coworker does.
You guys have a lot of opinions. Let's get back to them. Frito and Katie, good morning. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Anisha. I just wanted to comment on the topic that the couple
about
is
AI.
Having.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think that he should meet somewhere in the middle. I think it's important for our kids to know how to navigate AI. But also, I think she should use her own mind and learn how to navigate through the lessons the teachers are giving her. But
I
don't think she's completely wrong.
I get the idea, I get the idea of learning to use a tool, right? Like, that's fine. But there's something in the way he was saying it about, like, just trying to use it as, like, a literal cheat code to that just seems like that's not the point That's not what anyone's going to say the point of using it in school is. People are going to have a problem with that at some point.
I mean, I sympathize with him, though, because I have a 13-year-old who struggled going into junior high. And I'm not going to let him fail. I'm not going to let him cheat, but I'm not going to let him fail. So I understand wanting to do whatever you have to do so your child succeeds. But in a way, he's also failing her. So I guess it's not really a wrong or right answer for this. She's got to learn both ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, thank 1,000%.
You. Thank you so much. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you think?
No, 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 no.
All no's.
That is such a huge disservice to his daughter. It's I can't even believe I was hearing that. I hate, absolutely hate that my 10th grader and my 8th grader and my 2nd grader have computers to do all of their work on. They rely on calculators for math. Mm-hmm. It's a huge disservice of what they're doing. And the fact that he is feeding into it so much, I feel bad for her education.
Well, I mean, maybe we're looking at it wrong. Maybe you should just teach your 2nd grader how to live on AI, and then boom, valedictorian and a life of success.
Well, is AI even going to be around that long? Look what happened with ChatGPT-5, right? That got released and everybody was like, hey, maybe we shouldn't rely on this so much.
Maybe we should dial it back.
It's so bad, and I am absolutely in awe that he was so heavily just
I'm not gonna dog him for wanting to, you know, win at all costs. I mean, I get feeling
I don't think
that
that's
way.
The winning strategy.
Oh, no,
seeing what it puts out there, I think he's wrong.
He's
backing the wrong horse.
Hey,
just teach her how to read.
Thank you so much.
Exactly. Have a great day.
You too. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, how's it going? So, to this AI stuff, she has 2 kids, right?
Yeah.
And they got Chromebooks in school to help them with their learning.
Oh, that's the new thing. Yeah, everything is either going to be on a Chromebook or an iPad. It's
exactly.
Just the way.
So basically, they're one click away from having the correct answer to anything with AI.
Yeah.
No, you would think that.
I mean,
right? You would think that. But here's the problem. We're dumber than we've ever been, despite having all of this access to the internet and to the answers we seek. How does that happen?
That's a good question.
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, we grew up learning cursive in school, and we don't ever use it today.
Don't get her started on cursive.
No, you do. Every time you sign your name, you're using cursive, sir.
Don't get her started on the handwriting. That's a whole discussion. Dude,
they're adding that back to school.
See, there's that again, because it is important. Because you have to have some ability to make your sign.
To read our national documents?
To read, write, or arithmetic.
I mean, the Declaration of Independence is written in cursive.
Dude, thank you so much for the call. Have a great day.
Absolutely.
Frito, Katie, the Bull, Billy Currington tickets. They are still coming this hour. Don't miss out.
And since we were just talking about AI, I need you to know the tech companies hate it too.
Well,
they regret their own involvement in this madness.
Do they? Like, for real, do they?
Wait till you hear the lengths Google's going to now to prevent cheating.
Really?
I'll give you the details next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Who could have seen this coming? Google is reinstating in-person interviews.
What?
They say they are necessary due to AI cheating.
Because
they're hiring people who are unqualified in these like massive major roles.
Oh, the consequences of your actions.
Because they're utilizing these AI tools.
That's delicious.
It's hilarious.
That is delicious.
I will give you all of the details, but before I do, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are backing a musical series based on The Wizard of Oz.
Really?
It's called Dorothy, a contemporary and music-filled young adult retelling.
We're a little late on this one, guys.
Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Well, I, for one, am just glad someone is finally reimagining this classic tale. There are so many different versions of The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. it never ends.
Wicked, The Wiz, Oz, and Friends in Oz is one currently on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return. There's entire series dedicated to just the individual characters.
I
now.
Don't see how you could tell a new story in that universe at this point in time.
But the idea is for the series to use the Yellow Brick Road as a metaphor for the challenges and choices facing young adults today.
Ain't it always the way? Ain't it always the way?
Wasn't it always a metaphor?
Yeah, it was.
Laboo-boo.
Oh, no. Okay. What's new?
What's new? What's new? Laboo-boo. David's Bridal is now offering wedding and bridesmaids dresses.
So don't.
For your Laboo-boo.
Don't.
They can be special ordered to match your dress.
Stop playing into it, y'all.
For $50, or you can create just a special event dress for $35. I read this and thought, how many homecomings are coming up?
Lots.
Many.
Yeah.
You thought you had to buy one dress.
Not Hoco.
Wait until your kids.
Hoco Laboo-boo.
Get a wind of this.
Yeah, you want a mum for it too.
Embarrassing. You have to schedule an alteration.
For the
So you have to meet with them and then, I guess, bring your Laboo-boo so they can get its dimensions.
I know you should. You should. If you're going to make them do it, you need to walk in there with that Laboo-boo.
Look them in the eye.
Look them in the eye and tell them
what you want.
With your whole chest, what you were asking them to do. That's insane.
They have all these pictures. I mean, the people doing them are very talented. Like, this is nuts. Are they really that hard up for cash?
I you know what? Anything that's going to make you an extra buck, I'm not saying anything negative about that. I'm just saying this is dumb. This is dumb. And if you care that much about it, you have gone too far down this hole and you need to back it.
If you don't know what a Laboo-boo is.
Oh, go. Everyone knows.
Those creepy dolls.
Everyone knows.
Those creepy dolls from the picture books.
They're heinous. Heinous looking little things.
Hong Kong lady.
Can't even confirm they're real now. It's like you've got bootleg Laboo-boos is a problem. Everything Laboo-boo. There's not.
Would that be a problem?
Store. I don't know.
If it looks like a Laboo-boo and talks enough. Like a... Oh.
Yeah.
Well, if it talks, you got other problems.
That's a huge issue.
Speaking of problems, Cracker Barrel has reversed course and gone back to their old logo. I'm happy to report the old man is back.
The old man, Uncle Herschel,
who actually is a real person. Yes, Uncle Herschel is back. There was a lot of backlash that they did not foresee and acted very surprised by this whole thing.
They were so shook, man.
The company is reinstating it, and it should be featured everywhere very shortly. Please leave us alone. And Google,
all right,
doing in-person interviews.
Yes.
Why? Glad you asked. Because of the widespread AI-powered cheating. So if you think about it, like doing a virtual interview, if you ask someone a question and they're running some kind of software, they can get the answers or sound more intelligent when answering a question because they're reading something off screen and then just giving it to you or reading it verbatim probably in most cases. But that's a really big problem for them, that real-time answer generation.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's all that covert software and earpieces and things that will provide answers in the same way from an AI during an interview. So now they're just repeating things.
Yep.
And then for the people who are a little bit more skilled, you've got deepfakes and impersonation to contend with.
Mm-hmm. Might not even be that person you're talking to.
Yeah. Are they looking for a remote position? Are you ever going to see them after that interview?
Completely foreseeable. Yeah, that you would find a way to use this to cheat, like we said.
Now they're having to adapt, and it's not just Google. It's a lot of these tech companies.
Yeah.
So they're having to do either a mixture of in-person and online, usually starting with the in-person so they know who you are when they get to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
And some are just doing in-person. They're not allowing any of it.
Take it back.
To be taken.
Dial it back.
Online.
Dial it back.
Amazon requires candidates to formally acknowledge they will not use unauthorized AI tools during interviews. I don't know how they catch them if they go against the policy they've signed off on. Different consulting firms are also steering them in an interesting direction. They're telling them that when they're doing these interviews, they need to focus on human-centric skills. So things that AI struggles to replicate. Critical thinking.
You don't need all that.
Personal experience.
Nonsense. You don't need any of that stuff.
That's how you can tell a person from a robot. Good news, guys. We figured it out. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Yeah, Kimberly. Man, welcome to the show.
Woo!
Hello.
Yes, it is time for the Money Minute. And Kimberly is trying to get this W by answering 10 questions correct in 60 seconds. Remember, you can pass on any of the questions. We'll come around to your passes if we have time at the end. You cannot change answers once you give them, though. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right, Katie, are we ready?
I'm ready. What fast food chain's original seasoning recipe features the top secret blend of 11 herbs and spices?
KFC.
What do you call the removal of portions of an animal's tail for cosmetic or other reasons?
Pat.
Who played the U.S. president in the 1997 Air Force One movie?
Pat.
Olympia is the capital of what U.S. state? Olympia.
Olympia is a what state?
Mm-hmm.
Pat.
Fill in the blank for this Lynyrd Skynyrd song from 1975, Blank Night Special.
One Night Special.
What company manufactures Barbie?
Mattel.
What's the maximum number of games in a baseball World Series? The maximum number of games.
32.
A triangle with three sides of unequal lengths is a?
Scalene.
Hydrophobia is the fear of what?
Water.
Hydrophobia. What TV show is credited with?
Okay. All right. All right, Kimberly. How did we do?
Let's go
terrible.
Over.
No,
not
no,
terrible. No, no,
no.
What do you call the removal of portions of an animal's tail?
I think it's docking.
Docking.
Is it docking? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Could have said dog, but they
like,
do it for tail
ectomy is what I was
well.
Going to go with.
Who played the U.S. president in the 1997 Air Force One movie?
Harrison Ford did, and he absolutely
Harrison
killed
Ford.
That role. He was so good.
Harrison Ford.
So good.
Olympia is the capital of?
Washington.
Washington State.
What? Okay.
Yeah. Fill in the blank for this Lynyrd Skynyrd song. Blank Night Special.
Saturday Night Special?
Saturday Night Special.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
I like the 32 game. It feels like 32.
It always does.
For the World Series.
With baseball, never ends.
Yeah, I believe it's seven.
Yeah, seven, maximum seven games.
Dang.
Yeah, yeah.
Well.
And we did not get to the last question, so there you have it.
Kimberly, thank you so much. Please.
It was fun. Thank you.
It was fun. Sign up again, thebullhouston.com/contest.
Bye, Kimberly.
Goodbye.
Fredo Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Alyssa.
Oh, thank God you called, Alyssa. Thank
hey,
God you called.
How are you?
Let me set
it's my sister.
It is. It's
unless you don't want to be my sister. I don't know this person.
Oh, no. We'll accept you today. So, we will accept you.
I was dogging on Katie because in trending, she was like, if you don't know what a labubu is, to which I my eyes nearly rolled all the way out of my socket because who the hell does not know what a labubu is? And then all of a sudden, you text in to
me.
Say, you don't know what a labubu is.
Did you look it up?
I called. What they look like the little trolls, like the little, like, you know, what's that show or that movie with the trolls? That's what it
trolls.
Looks like. But hey, yeah, trolls. I'm like, I called it little boo boos. Like, what is that?
And little
there's
boo-boos.
A market for it. Little boo boos. Maybe it's 2.0.
So you've never seen one in the wild. You ever heard
no.
someone talking about
I've
it?
I've never seen one in the wild. I've seen them for sale. I've never seen anyone carrying them.
I've never seen them for sale. Never seen anyone carry them. But maybe people in my office just don't bring them. I don't know.
Maybe they hide
maybe
them.
Hiding them.
Yeah, maybe they're in their purses and backpacks.
This is amazing. I,
maybe
I
that's
genuinely
the next thing.
I,
start hiding them around the office.
There you go.
I'm actually shocked. I did not know. I thought maybe some old dude making his way to the oil field or something today. Like, what the hell is
I'm
a
the old dude. No.
is that your vibe?
I guess.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. But now I know.
Alyssa?
I learned something today on your show.
Are
so
you going to get one?
Hell no.
Have you seen these things? No. No, and just even say hell no. Like, oh my God. Like, I don't understand them at all. I don't understand them. All I know is that there's too many of them in this world, and now, thanks to Katie, they have wedding dress and bridesmaid attire.
Thanks to David's bridal, I didn't do it.
Alyssa, have a great day.
Y'all have a good one. Thanks.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Coming up next, got Billy Currington tickets to give to you, so don't go anywhere. It's on Frito and Katie.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, the bull.
Think fast. Name five labubus. Do they have names? Do they have character names?
I thought you were the expert on labubu.
I just know they exist and they're heinous. That's literally all I know
about
I
guess
about
they
them.
Are different.
They have to, but do you
moods,
name them?
Moods? Emotions? What are they?
Are emotions? Is it like Inside Out? I just realized I know nothing about them other than they
exist. Also, I don't like insulting them because they do scare me a bit.
713-881-5500. Billy Currington is bringing back concerts at Sam Houston Race Park. And we would like to send you for free. And we are going to do it with 5 and 5. So this is the one where Katie gives you a category. You give her 5 things in that category in under 5 seconds. If you succeed, we send you to Billy Currington. Yay, you. Have we figured out whether or not these are, what these creatures are? It's like, do they have names?
Her name is Labubu.
It's just Labubu.
She's dating a skeleton named Ty Coco.
Is Ty Coco for sale?
Part of the monsters.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is a
whole. I regret looking that up.
Same. Call us. Your chance to win coming up next. Frito and Katie, good morning.
I know we have to move on. Are they keychains? Yeah. Labubus, are they?
Oh, well, they wouldn't fit in your. Like, let's say I got one. It's too big for my keys.
Like a purse charm?
Is that what you would call it? A purse charm? But they're not. They're dolls.
And they're not charming.
They're not. They're not. They're nightmares.
Just kidding.
Things.
Just kidding. Talking Tina. I respect you.
You got to drop the talking Tina bomb on Frito and Katie. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Karen.
Karen, we need to get this back on the rails and send someone to see Billy Currington over at San.
Yes, because they brought back the concert series.
Thank
so
God.
Exciting, and it's kicking off September 27th with Billy Currington.
Mm-hmm.
So to win your tickets today, you just have to best 5 in 5. So our category is board games.
Oh.
You just have to name 5 board games. And if you can do that in 5 seconds, then you will win. So 5 seconds, 5 board games. Your time starts now.
Jotsy, Monopoly, Clue.
Oh. We got real close. Thank you for playing. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Jennifer.
All right, Jennifer, let's go.
Okay, Jennifer, 5 and 5. Your category, board games.
Board games.
Board games. Any board game. You have 5 seconds to give us 5 different board games. Your time starts now.
Sorry, Monopoly, Boggle, Trouble, Checkers.
Judge's decision.
I'm going to count it.
I'm going to accept it.
I'm going to count it.
I'm going to accept it.
I think it's when the buzzer ends.
Yeah, exactly. At the buzzer.
Right, yeah, because you can shoot up a Hail Mary.
That's right. Buzzer time.
Right, and then it goes through.
Yeah,
you win.
Absolutely.
All right, you win.
You win. How do you feel? Awesome. How do you feel about Labubus?
Don't.
I don't have kids. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the last time we need to mention this ever on the show.
I care less looking it up now.
Incredible. All right. Hang on the line. Let's get you to the show.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
We were discussing my problems with trying to navigate the HOA. So, I mean, it's a whole thing. Check out the podcast. But maybe I should just do this to make everyone's life miserable when it comes to buying a home. There's a new trend, and yes, it does involve Texas, of people asking to sleep over before they offer on homes that they're interested in. They want to sleep test the potential home.
Okay. To what end?
Well, okay, so it looks like it started in California, where a couple went to someone that was selling their home, really expensive home, said, hey, look, we want to rent it for a couple of weeks from you, just clear the hell out, and then we might buy it after that. We just want to see how it goes. And that's kind of taking off over
and
there.
And then they never left, and now they're squatters.
Now they're squatting out.
And now they own it anyway.
I'm the captain.
Genius.
Now. But it's also taken off in New York and also Texas. As something people are like, hey, look, yeah, this is a great house and all, but I don't know it's a great house until I sleep here for days.
As weird as it is, I can kind of see it. Like, I'll tell you right now, if somebody said, hey, I'll buy your house if you let us sleep here, Sold.
In,
how many days you
in,
want?
My man. I will show up and give you towel service.
Buy you a mattress, exactly, probably.
I will cook breakfast for
actually,
you.
That was an idea I had with mattresses. You should that, be able to like try a mattress.
That was an idea. I feel like we floated
like a test
this,
run?
And it went over like a lead balloon.
Sure did. But, I mean, they have those policies where it's like 90 days or whatever, sometimes longer, but I meant like a night. Like, bring it home.
Yeah, like, I think I like this Tempur-Pedic, but I'm not sure. I'm going to need to
test
it.
I don't know
it.
If I want the firm or the... So I'm going to see.
Yeah.
And then we'll go from there. But no, I guess
there
that would make sense.
Concerns.
I guess that would make sense for a little extended period. Like a week would be a good time frame, but that's a lot. You'd want to see how things are in the neighborhood, like, in the morning,
noise levels,
late at night,
right,
on the weekends.
See how the neighbors, I see if it all of a sudden becomes a completely different
story. So maybe
so
it would be like
trains,
a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Something like that.
Situation. And then you would leave Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, you know, see if the AC works or if it's completely haunted.
Yeah, hauntings. Hauntings would be a good one. You wouldn't need 4 days for that.
Well, you might. You know, don't the ghosts have to get used to you for a second? And
yeah, sometimes they wait like years.
Yeah, but a solid week to determine whether this house is haunted.
Well, see, I don't know that you can say a week. Because if my house is on the market...
Where do you go?
Well, you might not live there, but that's a week that you're missing out on potential
buyers. You're blocking them out. Yeah, it's like, hey, you're
so you'd have to pay me for that time. It'd almost be like a rental or, like an Airbnb.
Yeah, maybe that's what you look at as a buyer. It's like, if you're having trouble with it, it's like, you hope they rent it, and then just let them stay. You know, and then again, just let them keep kicking you the money.
It's trial runs.
All of a sudden, now you've got renters. Work out great. Have a great day, guys. See y'all tomorrow.